When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's good, everybody?
Good morning.
Let's go.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Curtis, is that a full beaver moon out there this morning that I just saw?
I don't want a suspension, so I have no idea what you're asking me.
You are the weather smoke. I would assume that
you know what a beaver moon is.
When you see a beaver moon, you should know one, Curtis.
All right, it's just the full and then that. Whatever. I mean, you know, let's get feisty. Yes, I'm sure it is. It's actually
a nice beaver.
It's a hanging glibus.
What is up with the Bruins, Scheim?
Terrible.
This team stinks.
They got boned by a couple calls last night, but there's no excuse for the dismal the way they performed in the second period and then ongoing in that hockey game last night.
Also, shouldn't Montgomery have been a little bit more, geeked up, juiced up, pissed off after that Jamie Benn hit?
Oof. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. Like, I will give it to Zadorov that he did what he should have done.
He beat the bag out of him.
And he pummeled him. I don't understand why they reviewed it. I don't understand. That's clearly a major. Like, you're hitting a guy. The rule reads that you cannot hit a defenseless player from behind, and he boarded him.
Right.
And you're talking about a guy in Carlo who has concussion issues anyway. So, it doesn't. And honestly, I don't think they should have got the penalty shot off of Lorai off that. That should have been a penalty, but not a penalty shot.
Yeah, that one was strange.
But anyway, it doesn't matter because you're doing the exact same thing that you're always doing, which is letting guys camp out in front of the net and put the puck in. And in the case of, I don't know, it must have been the fifth goal. I think when they scored the fifth goal, you got guys like David Pastrnak that are like doing figure eights, getting back to back check. And there's three guys wide open, three stars sitting there camping out because you think the period's over. There's 10 seconds left. It's embarrassing. It's like nobody on that hockey team. They get up for one game.
Right.
They get up. They get the third period comeback in St. Louis, and then nobody on that team wants to win that game last night.
No juice.
Zero juice.
But also, I saw it, and so many people were so right when it comes to that Benn hit. They're like, if that was Marchand, he'd get a 20-game suspension. Like, was crazy.
Right, Courtney.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it comes to the actual goals and losing that game. It's just an annoying addition.
So, but, like, after that hit, you would have expected the rest of the team to rally and, like, that to energize them. Even if they came out slow and it was kind of, all right, you're down 2-0, down 2-1, whatever. Whatever it is, like after that hit, the entire team should have been like, all right, we need to light these guys up. And instead, they turtled and they collapsed.
But Greg, I mean, you were right about this team, even withstanding the unbelievable regular season they had. They got a disciplinarian coach fired.
Yep.
The ownership and front office of this team rewarded players like DeBrusk who were crying about how Cassidy was treating them. Mm-hmm. That is the core of this roster.
Yep.
They don't do things to stand up for their coach or teammates. And everything that I was raised about loving the big bad Bruins is long gone.
Yeah,
well, Zadorov did stand up for his team. He was pummeling.
Yeah, but Ben. Curtis is right. Like, Jim Montgomery is floating out there. They know it. And
stop with the excuses. They stink. There's no energy. Curtis might be right. Jim Montgomery, he doesn't even look like he's engaged. The players are not engaged. This team, we had this conversation, our expectations, and we were like, you know, this team should make the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, Courtney might be right. This team might not even make the playoff space off of just the way that they look. Dallas was just way better than them. Well, say what you want. They were way better than them.
Yeah, and you gain a couple of steps forward,
mm-hmm.
and you get yourself to within 5 games of Florida or wherever you were going into that game last night, and then you throw up a pathetic effort, absolutely pathetic. That third goal,
the one-handed one where he just kind of like...
Wide open, like literally wide open, sitting there, you know, 3 feet away from Jeremy Swayman, and nobody's on him. It's awful.
They've been outscored by 16 goals through 18 games. That is one of the worst goal differentials in the NHL. And I would like, maybe if I'm Sweeney, I don't reward the players by firing the coach again. I don't know. Yeah. Like we always talk about, well, how many coaches can Sweeney hire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well. Why would you want to reward the players who are clearly deciding not to play for Montgomery? I just don't get it.
Like, well, Milbauer said it best yesterday. Does this team have talent? So maybe it's time for, I don't know, is it time for Sweeney to look in the mirror? I don't know. Because if you replace the coach, isn't it the same cast of characters?
The only thing that I would see, and it's never going to happen, but if you want a disciplinarian that the fans would get behind, it would be a good PR move, and maybe the players would respond, would be to put Neely behind the bench. That would be must-see TV. Just chucking water bottles at players.
Oh, that would be great. While we're throwing things at our televisions, he can be throwing things off of the bench. I nearly threw something at the massive television I have in my bedroom. I don't know if you saw me share that.
Yeah, I did see it. I told you, we got to get a measurement of that wall.
That is better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is better. Yeah. On that wall, that is better.
Mm-hmm. There is no room for wall.
Is that a nice plasma TV?
When it comes to my bedroom television, I am well endowed.
All right.
Shine. Well endowed.
I don't think there's any other 60 adjacent man that's this concerned about what other people think of his TV. But
well,
it is
a dragging me. You've all been dragging me for weeks, maybe months on that. So I feel I feel the need to defend myself.
All right, how big is that wall, really? Can we get a real measurement on that wall?
That is the wall of my bedroom. Now, I had some jackass in the DMs say you hung that thing too close to the wall switch. That's the bedroom wall. That is the only wall that faces the bed.
Yeah.
Therefore, that is where the television can go in the condo. There's no other.
How big is the television?
I don't know how
big
it is.
He couldn't get bigger for that wall. That is appropriate.
It extends itself nearly to the end of the wall.
Yeah, my guess is probably like 50 inches.
Sure.
All right.
Whatever. It may be bigger. Yeah. I have no idea.
Not the only thing exaggerated in that room.
You know, Curtis, you work with what you have. This is. Oh! Here is the great Maria. Maria from Watertown. Hello, Maria.
Oh, my God. Where to start with this bucket of uninspired, underachieving group of hockey players?
Mm-hmm.
Look, they are their own worst enemies. They keep making the same GD mistakes over and over and over again, and it's been happening all season long. Curtis, to your point, I understand what you're saying about not rewarding the players and changing coaches, but at this point in time, what other options do you have? Because fans are going to start losing interest. And when ownership sees empty seats in that building, then all chaos will break loose. I am so embarrassed and frustrated, because on paper, this is not a roster that is as bad as the way that it has been playing. So there is a disconnect somewhere. So at this point in time, the only options that one may have is to just get rid of coaches. And to Jim Montgomery, I want to say to you, when you see the clown show that is occurring with officials, where your team gets hosed on two calls, mm-hmm. and you stand there with your hands in your pockets and don't go all scorched earth on the officials, I have a problem with that. Oh. I have a real problem with that.
Chime made that same point.
I can't.
He did come out. I think they said he came out after the first period and wanted a word with the officials. You know, strongly worded email or Yelp review or whatever, but you're right.
I don't know. Show your team some passion.
Yeah. Like, no, you're
thank you, Sean. Thank you. Okay? Even if you get thrown off the bench, maybe that's the fire that your team needs to say, Jesus, we might have lost one of our best defensemen to another potential concussion. Mm-hmm. We got hosed on a ticky-tack call that should have been, I'd argue, maybe a minor penalty, and they award a penalty shot, okay? But a goalie gets tapped now, and we call goaltender interference, but we can run a player's head into the boards. Yep. You know what, NHL? Take your player safety stuff and shove it where the sun doesn't shine because you don't care about player safety. Yeah.
It's right. Like Alex Cora doesn't get ejected all the time, but when he feels the need to, he mm-hmm. goes out and argues a call. Like Jim Montgomery should be giving it to the ref.
I'm
like,
not
you
putting
need to read
it.
The
I refuse
room.
To put it on Jim Montgomery, though. Like,
but like in I, part, he needs to do something to inspire
not,
his team.
It's on the guys on that team mm-hmm. who are well paid and are unable to, in the case of David Pastrnak, unable to clear the puck. There's giveaways in the neutral zone because you're trying to get cute with some kind of flip pass. Zadorov cannot mm-hmm. get the puck out. It's hanging around in your zone. That's not on Jim Montgomery. And that's what they're going to do. Curtis is probably right.
Mm-hmm.
The Don Sweeney's going to dramatically fire Jim Montgomery and bring somebody else in here, and nothing is going to change.
Nothing's
going to change.
And don't you judge players negatively when, not in, like, football's more, coaches have a much larger impact, but, like, in a sport like hockey, when you just change the coach and all of a sudden players play hard, doesn't that show you they're capable of jaking it?
Yeah.
Like, you're mm-hmm. earning this level of money. You're being paid to do a job, and you don't like the coach because of whatever, and you're not exerting 100% effort on the ice. Like, why would you want to keep you keep allowing those players to win?
Yep, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, this team is
embarrassing.
Stikes.
So. All right. Speaking of football, as Curtis did briefly, how did the Parlay Princess and the Parlay Playmate Playboy do last night?
Thank you so much for asking. 4-6.
Okay.
Not great.
Horrible game. Like
horrible game. I said when we were talking about it, I'm like, Jaden and Jalen going over, it was like 225 and 221 and a half. I was like, if you look at their last couple of games, they're barely breaking 200 yards.
And I don't know where these defenses came from all of a sudden.
The Eagles' defense has been good for like 5 weeks.
I mean, but...
It's because of Patricia. He taught them all.
Jaden did not have a good game.
I also told you guys the Commanders were kind of frauds and nobody believed me.
Oh, I took the Eagles in the game.
I took the good Eagles, job. But the coaches are so dumb.
You took the Commanders.
No, I took the Eagles.
He took both.
No, I took the Eagles.
When you read it yesterday, you took the Commanders, and I said you told me to take the Eagles.
I said I took the Eagles because there was more money involved in that for my parlay.
Okay.
I took the Eagles. Okay. And the Commanders, your best player doesn't touch the ball the whole first half in Terry McLaurin. I got him for 50 yards.
Yep,
he does not touch the ball.
Yep.
Wiggy bets 12 parlays, so he covers every possible eventuality.
Yeah. Right. Where
I do that on Sundays, though. Those are my double Sunday parlays. Yeah, I started.
How many of yours hit? Four of mine hit.
I had Saquon Barkley. I hit anytime touchdown with Brian Robinson.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't hit the touchdowns with neither of the quarterbacks because they didn't
Wait,
throw.
Jalen throwing
touchdowns.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't hit Jalen Hurts on his rushing yards. Didn't hit that. Didn't hit Jaden Daniels on his rushing yards. And Terry McLaurin, I mean, Jesus, he's your best player. Can you throw him the football?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the offensive coordinator, who's that?
Two targets.
Cliff Kingsbury? Is he the offensive coordinator?
Yes, he is.
I mean, throw him a quick screen or something. I had him for 50 yards.
It's the Zach Ertz revenge game, Wiggy.
Oh, my God. All right. So pathetic.
Very sad. Very sad.
It's a Patriots Friday around these parts, and we will talk with Jelani Tavai on today's show, I'm guessing at around 7:20 or so. But before that, we will get to our leads in about 10 or 15 minutes around 6:30 this morning. And then they said it, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday at 7 or 7:20, depending on how long the leads go for. And we will certainly talk about which Bruins player Jim Montgomery says he continues to have an issue with
when we get to They Said It on this morning's show. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And Nick Kostos will join us at around 9:20 and tell you how he would wager this weekend. What are you laughing about?
Wiggy must have sent Mitch a video of his TV living room.
I put that on social media yesterday, last night.
We have seen the
hate is going hate.
We have seen the den of iniquity.
That's right.
That is your television.
That
room.
Is a hell of a view.
Ooh, the multi-view. Nice.
Yes,
good choice.
Yeah, double dipping over there. Got the bees and the Thursday night football game.
I mean, there's no comparison between Wiggy setup and Greg.
It's not even.
It's like man and the boys.
It's not even close.
I appreciate the fact that Wiggy has, in his mind, the better television.
It's a setup. It's not about the TV.
Is that the only TV you have?
No, I have one in the bedroom.
I never see the bedroom one.
Like, because I watch TV in the living room.
I showed my bedroom one last night. Yeah. So
I watch TV in the living room.
They have different cameras for the bedroom. Which
and then I have my my other room, which is like my gaming console TV in the other room. So that's where they play the video games.
It is clearly an embarrassment of riches for you when it comes to television.
I'm a TV guy. What do you want me to tell you?
That's why they call him the Parlay Playboy.
I love a good parlor, like we used to call it back in the day, decor and TVs.
Right.
I'm guessing the bedroom's much nicer because Talina probably decorates that one.
Oh, no, geez. I do all the TVs. You put them on the wall, and then you put something nice underneath it. You know, then you got a sound bar.
You got to vibe it up.
Yeah, it's all about that. You go faux. I don't mind the faux lights and the faux candles.
I understand that. If you would like to be on the show today, call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And here she is, down another $10. Courtney Cox with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, not to beat a dead horse, but the Bruins get pummeled in Dallas. 7-2 the final, with Jeremy Swayman making 31 saves on the night. Former Bruin Tyler Seguin became the first member of the 2010 NHL draft class to hit 800 points. He got 2 points against his former team. Brandon Carlo hit the boards from what most are calling a dirty hit by Jamie Benn. Carlo was shaken up. He headed to the dressing room before coming back to the ice. Jim Montgomery talked about that after the loss.
Yeah, he's a tough competitor. You know, one thing about Brando is he wears his heart out there on the ice, and he's a Bruin.
The Bees are off tonight before welcoming the Blues to the Garden tomorrow. It's a doubleheader at the Garden. The Bruins game is at 1, and then a quick turnaround before the Seas have the Raptors at 8. The Eagles are 8-2 on the season. They beat the Commanders in Thursday Night Football 26-18. It's a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about the Pats' win last weekend and matchup Sunday with the Rams. 1 p.m. kickoff at Gillette. And I know Wiggy's excited for tonight because Mike Tyson and Jake Paul will fight on Netflix. Did you see their little
skirmish?
Slap fest?
Yeah, it should be. It's a good weekend of fights. And then tomorrow night is John Jones and Merkich or something like that. And John Jones is, you know, Dana White says he's the best in the business. But yeah, no, Tyson and Jake Paul tonight.
I mean, that's a setup, right?
Yes.
Like when Tyson goes out there and slaps Jake Paul, like that's on the script.
I don't know. Tyson's like certified. Yeah, I mean, did you see him talking to the little girl when she was asking about
when he's dropping F-bombs?
Yeah, I mean, Tyson's on it. Like, he's certified, so he might be cool with you, but then when he gets ready to fight you, it might just be a whole nother switch.
Are you look at Jake Paul. If you're not expecting that, you don't stand there with your arms at your side.
I was quick.
It's a human nature.
It was quick. I would not trust Mike Tyson in any way.
Okay, this is all a ruse.
All right. Curtis, yeah, it might be a ruse in the sense of, like, the whole setup, but when they get in the ring, I think both of them, if I'm Jake Paul, I'm going 100%, because if you get caught with one of Mike Tyson's punches, I don't care if he is 58 years old, he'll take your head off, and if you're Tyson, you can't go in there half-stepping.
I can't say I particularly like either of the Paul brothers, but I do give them credit because somehow, some way, they have crafted this just like entertainment world between Logan being all over like WWE and podcasting, and now Jake is in yet another fight. It's kind of wild to me.
Yeah.
Greg, can we say, maybe not time for this now, but for later, Mike Tyson had the best superstar athlete role in any movie in The Hangover?
So good.
Like, he was so great in
that.
I
will grant you that. I'm going to have to go back and think a little bit, but I would say, what about Bob Uecker in Major League?
Okay, but not an athlete.
He's Tom Brady and 80 for Brady was pretty great. Good.
Yeah. Probably the best.
He's got Tom Brady B. Yeah. It would be. What about
Kareem in the television show Dave?
No, Greg, you'll know this one.
Well done, Mitch.
I think the best one is, what's the Pittsburgh Steelers lineman from the 70s?
Mean Joe Green?
Was it Bubba Franks who was in Police Academy?
Was it
Bubba Franks who was
in? I love Police Academy.
Hold on.
I think it was Bubba Franks. Talking about.
I'm going to find out. I believe it was him.
There was like five.
It was Bubba Smith. That's who it was.
In the original.
Yeah.
Because there were like four Police Academy movies.
But he was in the majority. He was in a lot of them.
Maybe more.
It was Bubba Smith who was in Police Academy.
I don't know. Shaq as Kazam was pretty good.
Oh, Shaq in a lot of the Adam Sandler movies. He's the police officer.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think Jake Paul said at least that he wagered his entire purse that he is going to get from this fight on himself, which I don't know. Can you do that?
I think you can, right?
That doesn't seem appropriate.
I think you can bet on yourself. It's like golf. Yeah. Wasn't there a golfer who bet on himself? I think you can do that.
I would love a receipt of that, Greg. I would pay to see it. God in heaven.
Courtney, is that it?
That's it for trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 30 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, sunny, warming up to the mid-50s.